When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, quiz heads. Welcome to Takeaway Trivia, episode number 205. I'm Leon, your quiz master from Hereford, UK, and this is another four rounds of pub quiz style trivia straight into your ears. Before we get started, let's take a look at the emails. And Michael Harmston says, can I have a birthday shout out to my friend Jordan Cox? He listens every week and would love a shout out for his big 40th. Happy birthday, Jordan. Jonathan Hatfield says, shout out to the maintenance and grounds department at Frederick Irwin Anglican School in Mandurah, Western Australia. Hello to you. And Rory Hyam says, shout out to me and my girlfriend Vicky. We're currently road tripping around New Zealand, if possible. Can you also give Frank, Bob and James a shout out, who'll be listening in work in a very busy NHS cardiac department? Keep up the good work, gang. Hello to you all. And finally, hello to Helen and Kimberly for keeping me on my feet about rhyming swimming with drinking and not giving Dolly Parton the correct accolades for singing I Will Always Love You. It's good to hear that you still listen. All right, coming up this week, I've got the final fling. We've got a round of quiz links. It's the return of the entertainment round, but let's start with general knowledge. Good luck. Settle down, get your cup of tea ready. Here we go for round number one of this week's Takeaway Trivia. And question number one. Dakota Johnson, star of Madame Web, has two famous parents. Name one. Both famous in Hollywood, but who are they? So question number one again. Dakota Johnson, star of the new film Madame Web, has two famous parents. Can you name one of them? Either will do. Number two, in Greek mythology, who carried the world on his shoulders? Question number two, in Greek mythology, who carried the world on his shoulders? I think there's a statue of this person outside the Rockefeller Center in New York, if I remember rightly. Question number three, how many canine teeth does the human adult have? Question three, how many canine teeth does the human adult have? Number four, in the film Taken, what is the name of Liam Neeson's daughter? Question number four, in the film Taken, what is the name of Liam Neeson's character's daughter? Number five, in Mr. Men, what colour is Mr. Bounce? Question number five. In the Mr. Men stories, what colour is Mr. Bounce? Number six. How many legs does a prawn have? Question six this week. How many legs does a prawn have? Number seven. Jackie Stewart is a famous British sportsman and world champion in which discipline? Number seven, Jackie Stewart is a famous British sportsman and world champion in which discipline? Number eight, what do the letters M and I stand for in MI6? Number eight, what do the letters M and I stand for in MI6? Number nine, how many days were there in February 2000? Number nine, how many days were there in February 2000? So was it a leap year or wasn't it? And number 10, the pillars of Islam call for how many daily prayers? Number 10, the pillars of Islam call for how many daily prayers? That's your 10 questions for round number 1. Feel free to pause the podcast if there's a question you want to think about a little bit longer. I'll have the answers for this round after round 2. We continue on to round number 2, and it's the return of entertainment. We haven't done this for a few weeks, have we? 10 questions on movies, gaming, music, and television. Question number 1. With a total of 32 wins, which artist has won the most Grammys? That's as of 2024. So number 1, as of 2024, with a total of 32 wins, which artist has won the most Grammy Awards? Number 2, Mojang Studios, off of Minecraft, was founded in which country? Number 2, Mojang Studios, off of Minecraft, was founded in which country? Number 3, who hosts the comedy panel show Would I Lie to You? Number 3, who hosts the comedy panel show BBC's Would I Lie to You? Number 4, in WWE, what is John Cena's finishing move called? Number 4, in WWE wrestling, what is John Cena's finishing move called? Number 5, which band consisted of Eric Clapton, Ginger Baker, and Jack Bruce? Number 5, which band consisted of Eric Clapton, Ginger Baker, and Jack Bruce? Question 6, which actor stars as Oliver Quick in the film Saltburn? Number 6, which actor stars as Oliver Quick in the film Saltburn? Number 7, in the Alien films, what was Ripley's first name? Number 7, in the Alien films, what was Ripley's first name? Number 8, what animal is Peppa Pig's teacher? Question number 8, what animal is Peppa Pig's teacher? Number 9, what role did the late Carl Weathers play in Rocky? Number 9, what role did the late Carl Weathers play in Rocky? And question number 10, which Pokemon is notable for being the very first Pokemon in the National Pokédex? So question number 10, which Pokemon is notable for being the very first Pokemon in the National Pokédex? 10 questions on entertainment. Feel free to pause the podcast if there's a few questions you want to finalise. But when you're ready, here are the answers to round number 1. It was general knowledge. And question number 1, Dakota Johnson, star of Madame Web. Not getting great reviews, that one, is it? But she's got two famous parents. Can you name one of them? If you'd said either Melanie Griffith or Don Johnson, give yourself a point. Number 2, in Greek mythology, who carried the world on his shoulders? Atlas. Number 3, how many canine teeth does the human adult have? It's 4. And number 4, in the film Taken, what is the name of Liam Neeson's character's daughter? Kim. 5. In Mr. Men, what colour is Mr. Bounce? Yellow. Number 6. How many legs does a prawn have? It's 10. Number 7. Jackie Stewart is a famous British sportsman and world champion in which discipline? Formula 1. Number 8. What do the letters M and I stand for in MI6? Military intelligence. Number 9. How many days were there in February 2000? It was a leap year, so 29. And number 10, the pillars of Islam call for how many daily prayers? 5. I'll have the answers to your entertainment round coming after round 3. Round number 3, it's another 5 questions of general knowledge. However, there is a link between all your answers, assuming you get them correct. Yes, it's Quizlinks, 5 general knowledge questions, plus a bonus point if you can explain the link between your answers. Are you ready? Question number 1, which fruit-flavoured soft drink is sold in distinctive laminated foil pouches? Number 1, which fruit-flavoured soft drink is sold in distinctive laminated foil pouches? Number 2, which star constellation is said to resemble a hunter? Number 2, which star constellation is said to resemble a hunter? Number 3, also relating to cameras, a selection of people used to evaluate reactions to products or services are known as a what group? So number 3, a selection of people used to evaluate reactions to products or services are known as a what group? It also kind of relates to cameras. Back to space with number 4, the apparent motion of one celestial body, such as the moon, across the face of another celestial body, like the sun, is known as what? So the movement of the moon across the face of the sun is known as a what? What's the technical term for that? Question number 4, the apparent motion of one celestial body, such as the moon, across the face of another celestial body, like the sun, is known as a what? And number 5, free roaming horses in the western United States are known as what? Now, these horses descended from horses that were brought there by the Spanish originally. Number 5, free roaming wild horses in the United States, typically descended from horses brought there by the Spanish, are known as what? And number 6, take a look at all your answers. There should be something that links them, a common theme. But what is it? If you can name that link, get a bonus point. While you're trying to work that out, we're going to go back to the answers to entertainment. So pause the podcast if you're not ready. But here we go. Number 1, with a total of 32 wins, which artist has won the most Grammys? Beyonce, of course it's Queen Bee. Number 2, Mojang Studios off of Minecraft was founded in which country? Sweden. Number 3, who hosts the panel show Would I Lie to You? That's Rob Brydon. Number 4, in WWE, what is John Cena's finishing move called? The Attitude Adjustment. Isn't that something you do when you're flying a plane? Number 5, which band consisted of Eric Clapton, Ginger Baker and Jack Bruce? Cream. Number 6, which actor stars as Oliver Quick in the film Saltburn? That's Barry Keoghan. Number 7, in the Alien films, what was Ripley's first name? Ellen. Number 8, what animal is Peppa Pig's teacher? She's a gazelle, Madame Gazelle. Number 9, what role did the late Carl Weathers play in Rocky Apollo Creed? And number 10, which Pokemon is notable for being the very first Pokemon in the National Pokédex? That's a Bulbasaur. I was just slightly too old for Pokemon when it came out, so I am baffled by Pokemon. I've got to admit, my son absolutely loves it. My youngest son loves Detective Pikachu. We went to a Comic Con today in Worcester. Had a great time there. All my son wanted was Pokemon. And there was a card there worth £1,000. Just one single Pokemon card. Incredible stuff. All right then, if you are ready, let's take a look at the answers to Quizlinks. Number 1, which fruit-flavoured soft drink is sold in distinctive laminated foil pouches? Capri Sun. Although, since they've switched to the paper straws, not easy to get into anymore, are they? Great for the environment, not good when you're thirsty. Number 2, which star constellation is said to resemble a hunter? That's Orion. Number 3, also relating to cameras, a selection of people used to evaluate reactions to products or services are known as a what group? That's a focus group. Number 4, the apparent motion of one celestial body across the face of another celestial body is known as the what? It's the transit. And number 5, free roaming horses in the western United States are known as what? That is Mustang or Mustangs. And what is the link? We had Capri or Capri, Sun, Orion, Focus Group, Transit, Mustang. They are all types of vehicle produced by Ford. You've got the Transit van, the Mustang, the Ford Focus, the Ford Orion, and the Ford Capri. So there you go. Well done if you got that link. Total up your scores, tidy your sheets up if you're playing like a proper pub quiz, and let's get ready for the final fling. And so already here we are at the final round of this week's Takeaway Trivia. I hope you've enjoyed the podcast so far. Don't forget to like, subscribe or follow this podcast wherever you get your podcasts from. Anyway, onwards with the final fling. Question number 1 this week. Which social network was launched by Evan Spiegel and Bobby Murphy in September 2011? Number 1. Which social network was launched by Evan Spiegel and Bobby Murphy in September 2011? Number 2. Which type of acid is used in car batteries? Number 2. Which type of acid is used in car batteries? So in that question, to clarify, I am referring to traditional petrol or gas-driven cars, not electric cars. Number 3. Which Florida county is Walt Disney World in? Question number 3. Which Florida county is Walt Disney World in? Number 4. What has been the most common first name of US presidents? Number 4. To date, what has been the most common first name of US presidents? Number 5. The Irrawaddy is the longest river in which Asian country? Number 5. The Irrawaddy is the longest river in which Asian country? Number 6. Pure gold is how many carats? Number 6. Pure gold is how many carats? Number 7. In sculpture, what is the name for the upper part of a human figure depicting the head and neck plus all or part of the chest and shoulders? So number 7. In sculpture, what is the name for a statue that depicts just the upper parts of a human figure with the head and neck plus all or part of the chest and shoulders? Number 8, Michael Balzeri, the bassist for Red Hot Chili Peppers, is better known by what name? Number 8, Michael Balzeri, or Balzari, bassist for the Red Hot Chili Peppers, is best known by what name? Number 9, in which year did food rationing end in the UK? Number 9, in which year did food rationing end in the UK? That's following World War II. Number 10, in The Big Bang Theory, what is Sheldon Cooper's middle name? Number 10, in The Big Bang Theory, what is Sheldon Cooper's middle name? Number 11, which US president's signature is on the plaque on the moon? So number 11, which US president's signature is on a plaque on the moon? This was to commemorate Apollo 11's touchdown on the moon's surface. But which US president signed it? Number 12, in a text or WhatsApp message, what do the letters SMH stand for? So number 12, what do the letters SMH stand for if used in a text or an online forum or something like that. Number 13, in which US city is the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? I think that's the one that's a pyramid, isn't it? So number 13, in which US city is the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Number 14, what is the top number of a fraction called? Number 14, what is the top number of a fraction called? And finally, this week, most credit cards will have the letters CVV written on the back. What do these letters mean? What do they stand for? Number 15, most credit cards will have the letters CVV written on the back. What do these letters mean? I reckon that's one of the hardest questions ever in takeaway trivia. Well done if you got it right. All right then, if you are ready, let's find out those answers. If not, just pause, finalise them, have a think about them. But here they come. The answers to the final fling then. Number one, which social network was launched by Evan Spiegel and Bobby Murphy in September 2011? That was Snapchat. I'm a middle-aged man. It baffles me. And number two, which type of acid is used in car batteries? That's sulfuric acid. Number three, which Florida county is Walt Disney World in? Orange County. Number four, what has been the most common first name of US presidents? It's James. We've had James Madison, Monroe, Polk, Buchanan, Garfield, and Carter. Number five, the Irrawaddy is the longest river in which Asian country? For this question, I'll accept Myanmar or Burma. Number six, pure gold is how many carats? 24 carats. Number seven, in sculpture, what's the name for a statue that depicts the upper part of the human figure, including the head, neck, and part of the chest and shoulders? That's a bust. Makes me think of the talking head off Art Attack. Do you remember that? Number eight, Michael Balzeri is the bassist for the Red Hot Chili Peppers, better known by what name? Flea. Number nine, in which year did food rationing end in the UK following World War II? 1954. Number 10, in The Big Bang Theory, what is Sheldon Cooper's middle name? Lee. Number 11, which US president's signature is on a plaque on the moon? Richard Nixon. 12, what does SMH stand for in a text or a message? Shaking my head. Number 13, in which US city is the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Cleveland, Ohio. Number 14, what is the top number of a fraction called? Numerator. And 15, most credit cards will have the letters CVV written on the back of them. What do the letters mean? Card verification value. Thank you for playing Takeaway Trivia. It has been an honour to be your quizmaster this week. Hope you've enjoyed it. Hope you've done well. Let's hope some records are broken this week. Please give us a follow wherever you get your podcast from to make sure the next edition is delivered straight to your device next Monday. I'll leave you with one final tat fact. Did you know that scientists have found evidence of takeaway restaurants in the remains of Pompeii? Food's a little bit burnt, though. Have a great week, have a safe week, and we'll quiz again soon. Ta-ra, then. I hope you're enjoying Takeaway Trivia. Don't forget, we're now available wherever you get your podcasts, so please subscribe, rate, and review to help this quiz grow. Also, if there's anything you would like to be tested on, any subjects you'd like to hear in the quiz, please get in touch. You can follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/takeawaytrivia or on Threads at Bar Wars. Finally, we're also available on YouTube, youtube.com/@takeawaytrivia. Happy quizzing! The intro music is There It Is by Kevin MacLeod, available from incomputech.filmmusic.io, licensed by creativecommons.org.